This kitchen is in the home of Mr. and Mrs. Boyd Trench. I am Norman Corwin. We all know what happens to and among nations when rhetoric takes the place of intelligent communication, when unreconcilable demands are substituted for diplomacy, when compromise is lost in escalations of force. A new play named Hold That Line by the Canadian writer James W. Nichol is a domestic parable on this theme. You're invited to brace yourselves for the start of it in a minute from now.
That's Bud.
Okay, Bud, back her in. Hey, Charlie, this one's a winner!
More help is here from Hamburger Helper, new cheeseburger macaroni. When added to ground beef, it tastes like a burger with plenty of melted cheddar. All you need for five servings is one pan, 1 pound of hamburger, and one package of Hamburger Helper.
New cheeseburger macaroni. The family will love this one.
Yeah.
Meet Gloria Lord.
I love working in my garden. What I hate are those ugly snails and slimy slugs that destroy my beautiful plants. But I was afraid to use anything that might harm my garden. Then I discovered Snearol. Snearol kills snails and slugs in full direct sunlight, yet it's safer for my garden than products that contain or release arsenic. If you love your garden, you'll love Snearol.
Snearol kills snails and slugs, yet it's safer for your garden.
President Nixon said during a presidential news conference today that the Vietnamization program that's been undertaken in South Vietnam over the past 2 years is a complete and unqualified success.
What a crock.
When asked if he'd set a date for the complete withdrawal of U.S. ground forces from South Vietnam, President Nixon said that he still felt that it would be unwise to announce a target date. He said that the enemy could prepare a new offensive to coincide with such a date, and therefore it was important that the complete takeover of the war effort by South Vietnamese troops be completed as inauspiciously as possible.
What a load of imperialist bull!
In New York today, the Black Front movement accused the governor and state prison officials of premeditating the murders of riot leaders at the state prison.
Right on.
The spokesman said that many of the black leaders of the insurrection were shot by guards, even though they had their hands in the air, surrendering.
Right on.
However, prison authorities have declared that only inmates who were actively resisting capture by throwing spears and Molotov cocktails were fired upon by the state troopers and prison guards.
And by the pigs, you mean?
Don't use that word,
Justine.
The truth shall make you free, baby.
Calling themselves Freedom for Sheedom, slipped by guards and chained themselves to the chairs in the visitors' gallery of the Senate.
Freedom now! Freedom now! Freedom now! Freedom now! Freedom now! Freedom now!
An amendment to the Bill of Rights guaranteeing all women the right to free abortion on demand. The speaker adjourned the Senate until order could be restored.
Chauvinistic.
The women then demanded
to see the
president, but by this time, the guards had managed to unchain them, and...
Should let them stay there. Damn well starve. I'm going to bed.
Sleep tight.
Now, you know that's not what I mean.
Why don't you take a cold shower? That's what the Boy Scouts do, isn't it? Here's to Mox My Hardies. Damn the Labor Party. Hang the rich from a lamppost high, but don't hang me.
Justine, I think it's about time you and I had a little talk.
A meeting of the board.
That's right. I find your conduct deplorable and without excuse.
Motion tabled. All in favor say aye. All against say up the pigs.
Listen, Justine, I admire your little efforts at self-expression. I really do. If it makes you feel more of a person to shout obscenities against everything that the free world stands for, well, that's right. Go ahead. I want only what's best for you. Don't you see that?
You are a petty bourgeois advertising flunky.
the natural enemy of the movement. Don't talk to me.
But the thing is, Justine, a business associate of mine saw you with a gaggle of mutants the other day burning your underwear in front of City Hall. Now, I find that unpleasant.
You will unhand me.
And I also disapprove of burning or desecrating the flag for any of your kooky ideas, and of your remaining seated when they play the Star Spangled Banner in public.
It's a lousy tune. Let go of me.
It is your national anthem and mine, and you will stand for it.
Bombs bursting in air. That's just your speed. Well, don't you sing it around me, you super patriot clod. Now, unhand me. I am warning you.
Not until you say uncle. And in this case, Uncle Sam.
You will let go of me.
Only if you promise that you will not indulge yourself at my expense. I would like you to confine your Che Guevara fantasies to within the walls of this house. Now, when you go out in the street, you will look like, talk like, and act like a lady. Understood? That did not happen.
Oh, yes, it did.
Very well. It did happen. You are not to set foot out of this house for 2 weeks. Your allowance is curtailed for a month.
I have financial commitments to the movement. I need that money.
You have a financial commitment to a bunch of freaks. My poor gullible Justine. Why, those sex maniacs, they spend your money for dope. Don't you know that?
That money goes to the third world. The third world will set you free in time, Boyd, by slitting your gizzard from stem to stern. You stand for everything that's rotten in this universe.
I stand for democracy, for free enterprise, and for the rights of the individual. And don't you forget that.
And I demand my allowance. I earn that in more ways than you will ever know.
But it's such a lousy investment for me, Justine.
Well, that money is mine. As far as you're concerned, it's in payment of services rendered.
There's been very little rendering lately.
I'll leave you, Boyd, if you don't continue to give me my $50 a week. Why else do you suppose I've stayed with you all these years? Because it's been such a groove.
You don't understand, poor baby. There's no way you can leave me. I hold title to your body and your brain. I allow a little self-expression because it amuses me. But it amuses me less now, so I'm curtailing it.
Boyd Trench, I declare you an enemy of the people. You pollute our water and our air. You napalm babies in Southeast Asia. You dehumanize women. You drive the whooping crane to the edge of extinction. You are a racist and a war profiteer. And you, Boyd Trench, advertising executive, above all else are a leech sucking the blood of the working classes.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Justine, we are about to make it.
Ah!
Oh, my little pigeon. When are you going to wake up and realize the fact that you are an upper-middle-class matron of means and not a kamikaze pilot?
Chairman Mao teaches us there is a time for peace and a time for war. Do not come near the coiled serpent.
Justine, I am about to pacify your militarized zone. Justine! Come here this minute! Justine! 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 This calls for the severest punishment. You will not receive your allowance for a year. You hear me? You are cut off for a year. Justine. Where are you? Justine.
The Third World Revolution hereby declares Boyd Trench to be an enemy of the people. He is a capitalist, a militarist, a fascist, an imperialist, a racist, and a puppet for the Pentagon, the CIA, and the FBI. All the Boyd Trenches of the world are cancers, embedded in the bosom of the workers and must be eradicated. Boyd Trench, member in good standing of the Playboy Club. The Third World finds you guilty of gross exploitation. The sentence is eternal.
And you call yourself a wife and a mother? It's no wonder Trudy ran away from home. I have a responsibility to you, Justine, and I intend to redeem you whether you like it or not. Oh, Justine, that's my father's bookcase. That's my father's bookcase! For God's sake, that's a family heirloom, Justine! You motherfucker!
Lump in the left breast. It's nothing serious, but she was quite right to see her doctor about it. And I want you to tell me what it is.
I don't know, sir.
Well, of course you don't. Of course you don't know. Find out.
Yes, sir.
Stop. Upton, am I right in thinking this is the first time you've met this young lady?
Yes, sir.
So you do not march up to her, make her grab at her bosom. No, sir. Remember your manners, boy. Now shake her by the hand and introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Michael.
A doctor's duty can be difficult to take, especially when it involves a pretty girl. Watch the hilarities on Doctor in the House, 7:30 Wednesday night on Channel 5.
Drift in the breeze. Be a good neighbor. Don't spray on windy days. Use pesticides safely.
Terminating an unwanted pregnancy beyond 12 weeks requires a complicated, risky medical procedure compared to an early termination. For counseling, call the Pregnancy Control Center, located in the Cathedral Hill Medical Center of San Francisco at 567-6100.
Now hear this! Hear this! I have tried to reason with you, but you have refused to negotiate time and time and time again. Now look what you've done. Didn't I get you a diaper service when the children were little? Didn't I buy you an automatic washer and dryer? And didn't I just put up $400 for a 9-foot freezer and a secondhand television set? God, I don't know what else I could do. I'm a tolerant man. And I've devoted my entire life to making you happy. But you can just push an American only so far. Then there comes a time when he's got to stand up for what is right. We must have order. Mustn't we, Justine? People who have no respect for law and order aren't people. They're animals. Isn't that right, Justine? The love of law and order is an acquired taste.
like everything that's worthwhile in this life. I'm a patient man, Justine. And I am prepared to teach you all the finer points of jurisprudence until you're black and blue all over. That's Winston's old toy. I haven't seen that for years. Oh. Come on, sweetheart. Let us reason together. Be a good girl. Justine, we'll search you out and destroy you. We have firepower you've never dreamed of. Justine, surrender. I'll count to ten. One, two, three. Four. Five.
fix.
What should you add?
What parts?
Five.
Okay. Now, this is a very important step right here. What can 9-12 be reduced?
Three.
To? Oh, yeah. Don't tell her. See what happened to Jana. She's going to have to sink or swim. See, they have it over you. They were here yesterday. All right. Suppose we...
For Gloria Singleton, teaching is more than a matter of fact. To stir the mind of a child, she believes you first have to reach for his heart.
What's that? A 7 or 2?
2 cents. How many six will I have?
Can't do it.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. Oh, okay. Okay. But you have to change it.
What do I have to change?
Learning doesn't have to be this much fun. But they don't know that. And she's not about to tell them.
3-6.
You sure? Mm-hmm.
Okay. If your schools don't work this well, maybe they need your help.
Please sit down. We shall negotiate. A 5-point peace plan is before you. I will read the points one by one. Point one. You abdicate all rights to this house. It is now mine. Point two, you abdicate all rights to my brain. It is now mine. Point three, you abdicate all rights to my body. It is now mine. Point four, I have the right to freely associate with whomever I please. Point five, upon quadrupling my weekly allowance to $200, and upon agreement to and compliance with the preceding 4 points, you shall be granted limited rights, such as bathroom privileges, television privileges, and a bed. Sign, where it says, enemy of the people and whipped capitalist dog. And I sign my copy.
I broke my pencil.
Here.
Power to the people. Power to the people! Power to the people!
Worm turns, my pet. Freedom must be made secure.
Oh.
Red, say it. Better dead than Red, say it.
I have precious teeth.
My country, right or wrong, say it. My country, right or wrong, say it.
Please.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Now we shall negotiate. You're a wife. You are my property. You'll think what I think, do what I do, and say what I say.
Oh, Justine, I'm not an unreasonable man. If you'd only behave yourself. Whatever happened to that simple little girl I married? Whatever happened to my little pussycat?
He used to call me Oompoo.
Sure I did.
I never liked it. Now, the people shall negotiate.
Justine. Negotiate together.
Extremism, there is no safe place, not in the field, not in the forum, not even in the living room. Peace.